Welcome to the Irish Tech News Podcast, where we will bring you some of the most interesting interviews and features from the world of tech. Visit irishtechnews.ie and check out our podcast section to explore all of our previous episodes. You can subscribe to our podcast using whatever your favorite app or service is by visiting anchor.fm/irish-tech-news.
Hi there, welcome to the Irish Tech Podcast. Today we've got a podcast, Brian O'Hushy, one of the guys behind Don't Tech Summit. And he's talking about one thing they're doing this year is they're going to have their the Startup World Cup final, one of the semi-finals or regional finals at that. So, Brian, how are you doing?
Hey, Ron. Good to be chatting to you again.
Great. Now, tell me a bit more about this Startup World Cup.
Yeah, so this is really exciting. And this was sort of born out of last year's event, which we were very proud of. Our startup stage just did really, really well. It was pretty much standing room only for the 2 days. Even at the very end of the day, there'd be a talk at 5:30 and every chair would be taken, it just really took off last year. And we got a lot of attention from some VCs. One of them was Pegasus, who are one of the big international VC companies. They run an event called Startup World Cup, which happens every year. And it has regional finals around the world. And the final is on Silicon Valley, where you can win $1 million investment if you're a startup. So we're doing a regional final in Dublin. First time it's happening in Ireland, so it's particularly cool. We're going to have hundreds of startups pitching. We're going to have, the great and the good from Ireland, from the scene, folks that are, that have already exited and are long in the tooth in it and, have all that experience behind them to, new emerging names. So it's really exciting. And then, we'll have startups from around the world sharing stage with them as well. So, we're super excited.
It'd be great to see an Irish startup actually get Silicon Valley in the final. That'd be great to see.
Oh, it'd be so cool, wouldn't it? Yeah. It would be so fun to track that story throughout this year, So we're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah, because when I first saw that, I looked up and researched a bit about the World Cup startup, and I saw that one judge of the final is a girl called Barbara Corcoran, who's in Shark Tank, the American version of Dragon's Den. I thought, that's cool. They've got somebody very well known and popular as a judge. So this thing is pretty big.
It is big. It is big. And the folks that are involved in this, would be like the inventor of Siri and things like that. Yeah. I mean, these are the best of the best from the startup community. So it's not a gimmick. It's a serious event. It's an amazing opportunity, an incredible platform for startup to get their message out. But it's not just the Pegasus investment, of course, that startups will be coming to Dublin Tech Summit for. The place is going to be jam-packed with VCs from all around the world. So in fact, actually, our ticket sales this year are tracking more outside of Ireland than Ireland for the first time, which is really cool. So it's building really well. And we have some incredible founders already, committed to that stage, like the founder of Epidemic Sound, the guy who founded Groupon, guys of that caliber, it's going to be great. And I know that the Irish startups aren't going to do us so proud. I can't wait to see what happens,
Yeah, because it's good to see basically what they got to offer, because Irish startup scene has been pretty buzzing the past 5 or 6 years.
Do you know it has? And I kind of feel like every time it's not quite talked down, but I think that there's always trouble getting money from VCs.
Yeah.
To some extent, but the companies that are emerging and that are winning investments at the moment are just incredible. You look at their offering and what they're doing, and in emerging tech, more and more we see that. We see female founders in emerging tech, in biotech, in the startup area. we're seeing, a lot of AI as well.
Yeah.
I one of the companies, Nori.ai, are on our stage, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good day. Yeah, a good 2 days, should I say?
Yeah, because last year I was impressed how well it ran, and the one thing I was looking thinking of, how is it going to work with the Wi-Fi? And the Wi-Fi was never broke down once. Because normally in the past in the RDS, any event held there, the Wi-Fi is gone again.
Yeah, and isn't that great? It's not a topic of conversation.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be, it should be about the stories from those startups. Yeah.
So you had the experts in here talking about AI, for example. AI is going to be a big story because the main guys who are in AI are talking at your event. The guys you know and trust.
Yeah. Like AI just, it just ain't going away anytime soon. So last year it was by far the dominant theme. And funnily enough, actually, from our feedback from attendees, and we do get extensive feedback, the only complaint or the only kind of real complaint we had was around the, it wasn't about the amount of AI content. It was that actually it didn't go deep enough.
Yeah.
So to kind of solve that one, we actually have a new AI and emerging tech stage and hall at Dublin Tech Summit for 2024. And that's going to as well feed into, the new emerging tech startup community we have in Ireland. And, it's a very exciting time.
And hopefully you might get James Cameron there talk about Terminator and Skynet.
That'd be
interesting.
Yeah, look, we're asking all sorts of people right now, and but the great thing is we've got like most incredible people, not just being interested potentially in speaking at it, but committing to it, committing to next year's event. So it's definitely going to be our best one yet. I think it's going to be an important event, in the history of the tech industry in Ireland. I think what's going to happen at the end of May next year is honestly not to be missed, and that's just not a hype, hype. It's we're planning something really cool, and and the ecosystem is lending, helping us achieve that. So like we're working really closely with the team Dogpatch. We're working really closely with Tech Ireland, with Scale Ireland.
Yeah.
The side events are being planned. They're going to be really cool. So, it's all these organizations coming together. It's not just us. They contribute hugely to the program as well.
Well, I think throughout the year, you got the AI Tribes event happening in February in the Trinity College of Science, place, which are closed down for a while. And that's basically, you're going to put in an AI and promoting DTS by doing these kind of events, which are great.
Yeah. And, this was sort of born out of, the running Dublin Tech Summit last year. A conversation that was happening backstage again and again with tech leaders, Ronan, was that, nobody was sure what anybody was doing in AI anymore in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because it had, Gen AI had exploded and everybody seemed to be doing something. So this idea of getting everybody together and having a, not just a networking event, but the idea around it was to have a proper collab event with startups and big enterprise, and getting the great and the good into a room and seeing what happens. So we're doing an event on the 23rd of February called AI Tribes, and that's sponsored by the likes of Google and Workday, and we're really excited by it. And you can find that online as well.
Yeah, I guess for me, this kind of events, or to educate people that AI isn't a big bad wolf we think it is. It can be used for good as well.
Well, it can, but it's it has plenty of good applications. But I think at AI Tribes we're going to also be not steering away from the potential harms and the negatives, but like focusing on topics like the ethics and AI and disinformation and what can be done and what Irish startups and enterprise are doing to help those areas, because and obviously the big one coming down the road is the the AI Act and how industry is going to get ready for that.
It's funny,
well.
Late last year, every single podcast I did was all about AI. AI was talking about, and I did some on the AI Act, AI ethics. That was coming in. I was getting the lawyer telling me, here's something you can talk to you about, the new AI laws coming in. I'm like, yep, I'll talk to them. And only because every week something new was happening in AI that you had to talk about it. It was changing all the time. I'm thinking, yeah, this is great. And what you're doing is, you're educating people on a national exposure at these events. They're getting to see different speakers talk about AI and how good it is. Because normally, if I do a podcast, it's me and one person. Now one person telling one side of the story. But you get four or five people telling the story. It's different because then people can think, yeah, AI isn't that bad anymore because all these guys are telling me how good it is.
No, this is it. And like, the thing is, like, it has really exciting industry applications that are being used now. And, in life-saving technologies. Like, we've got speakers from Icon, who are one of our partners. We've got speakers from Optum. We've got speakers from Novartis, from MSD.
Yeah.
And these are the companies that are using AI and machine learning to build products, to build, healthcare solutions that are saving lives. So, it's doing an awful lot of good. And, it's creating a lot of opportunity for Ireland, and, which is really cool. So, the event is, we've got a lot of the big players from Gen AI involved. I mentioned Google, but also like OpenAI are speaking at it, Microsoft, organizations like that. So it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a sellout because it's on the Science Gallery. We don't have the same amount of space we have in the RDS. We kind of have it for one day only, which is very exciting. And
what's weird, like in America, if you're doing an event launch, some say, well, do it at the Smithsonian Museum in America because that's all historical and everything else. And the Science Lab, to me, Gary, was always like that. Kind of a rehearsal Smithsonian. You're always showcasing a certain thing for a while. We're showcasing AI, or showcasing robots or Lego or COBOL or Pascal, whatever language. In fact, you're there, you're in the right place to do it. That's built for this.
It is, right? It seems, and, we have the research folks involved as well. Adapt are one of our partners, and we're going to be inviting leading AI researchers along to the event, and they're going to be on the program as well. So it's a real ecosystem event, Ronan, people who are doing interesting things. But, from an attendee's perspective, it's about, coming along, finding out who you can partner with to bring AI solutions into your business, but also, who... certainly bring AI solutions into your business, but also, who can you meet on the day? Who can you network with? It's going to be a lot of fun. It's on a Friday as well.
Yeah.
So it has a social angle, Roland, let's put it that way. There is going to be an evening part to that.
Because when you say it's on a Friday, you're thinking it's not in a school night. So they don't have to worry about work next day, which is great.
Yeah, I know. And we're breaking all the event rules. You're not supposed to have an event on a Friday. It should be Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, But, a big part of this was that, a lot of the principals, that work in AI, they want to take the time. They want to meet they want to get together. And an event that's all around, learning, yes, but also very much around collaboration. So the more time you can give for that, and I'm doing this long enough, Ronan, to know that a lot of good outcomes come out of the evening networking. So we've built that in as well.
Yeah, I've always seen that because I've been to events in the past, and the moment you mention evening networking events, that's when you're more relaxed and you're more inclined to get things done.
It's true, right? Yeah. And I think as well at the event, There is the networking that goes on, and you kind of have your scheduled networking, using your, the event app and all that kind of thing. And then you have your serendipity pieces. But, the evening pieces, when everyone's got a glass of wine or a beer in hand, it just, and that wonderful din of conversation, it's a certain room. I love that.
I was at an event years ago. And I had basically a nighttime event. They were doing a mini pub crawl around Dublin. You're put into groups. And and you didn't know who was going to be the guy leading you. And one of the people got, I think, Bonner or somebody else with them. And somebody got somebody else. But we got this one person who I knew very well, who was head of the NDRC. And I'd been down there in the program, so I knew the guy and he knew me. So we were on this pub crawl. First pub you go into was Cho's. So we go upstairs, and upstairs in Cho's, there's 5-row deep pints of Guinness waiting for us, freshly poured. Well, I said, this is a good start. And then okay. Our last pub we went to was Hogan's. But by the time we did this, I was meeting people, and people were saying, well, this is this guy over there, this guy and you should get together. You two are so made for each other because of what you guys do. And I was doing that, networking, matchmaking, all that, and it was great.
Yeah, no, it works. Next time you're invited to one of those, Ronan, please send me an email or a text. Yeah, I want to go. I'm a big fan of evening events. We do them at Dublin Tech Summit as well.
Yeah.
Like we have a speaker's reception in the Writers' Museum.
That was great last year, and I enjoyed that. It was very good last year.
It's really good fun, you know, and we're really developing the night program for this gig. It is part of it, you know, so it is important, you know.
Because last year at an event, and I was asked, we got an event, can you go to this event, to that event? And I said, sorry, I can't, I'm booked somewhere else. There's so many events on last year. Yeah, I booked one event, so I got beer half an hour, then I'm off to the Writers' Museum for something else. So sorry, guys, I can't go, I'm going here and then I'm going there. I'm going everywhere. And it was great to have that choice. And it showed it was successful.
It's great. It's really great. And the cool thing is, Roman, is that like a lot of these side events, that we're no longer organizing them. You know, it's been taken out of our hands.
That's good in a way, you Brian.
Know, that's when you know, like we've got some amazing organizations that are, and partners as well, who are going to be running.
Brian, last thing you want is if you...
People are going to be spoiled for choice, Dublin Tech Summit.
Because if you're organising a main day event, you then think, how do you make that special? If you're going to do that as well, that's a lot of work to do. But if you get someone come along saying, I'm willing to sponsor an event, like say, could be Google or something, a sponsor event, that's fine. You go and do what you want. We give you free rein to do that because that means we can do what we do best, which is a day event.
Yeah, well, that's it exactly, you know, and I think that's... That's the idea, you know, is that because it's already too big for any team really to handle, you know, if you were going to, you know, micromanage all the evening events, there's a couple of core ones we take care of, and then the rest is run by the ecosystem. And you know, I like turning up to a few of them and having a drink. It's good fun, you know, but it's good.
No, I'm looking forward to it because last year you got some great speakers, and this year... What I've heard, or even telling me off air, that there's some great people that we can't name yet, but coming along, and you pull their stops, and people are going to go, how the hell do you get them to come along, or how the hell do you manage that? Because it looks phenomenal.
Well, do you know what? There's a couple of things. I mean, like Dublin Tech Summit's the biggest tech event in Ireland and all that, but I think more so, Ronan, what's been happening is it's becoming increasingly important on the European tech calendar. So we're starting to get a lot of inbound speaker inquiries from, you know, really serious folks, which is making our job a lot easier, you know. It's like, oh my God, you're going to speak? Yes, of course. That's it. It's just, and you know, it tracks as well with the speaker sales we're seeing this year, where the majority of them are from outside of Ireland, you know, and really, I suppose, like the differentiation for Dublin Tech Summit compared to some of the really big tech events, Ronan, is the level of people that go tends to be very senior. They tend to be serious players within technology. They tend to be technologists as well.
Yeah,
you know, and that's that word is getting out, and I think that we're enjoying the bounce from that. And so for us now, it's more so about, okay, you know, we have the, you know, we're getting the speakers, we're getting the, you know, the right pickup internationally. It's getting the respect. Now, how do we build this into something that's going to be really, you know, impactful for Ireland? And, you know, the other thing is, it's not just Dublin Tech Summit doing it in a vacuum by any means. Like we're you know, riding on the coattails success of the Irish tech scene and all the work that's coming out of here that's been picked up you know, constantly around the world. So, which all helps us win as well, you know.
Because where I live at the moment, all around me is all tech companies. Relax used to be based near me, it's now called Fire. I've got Autodesk is based beside me, and everywhere I'm looking, all I see is tech. And late last year, I was at a Dublin's Game Summit. They were doing the gaming event, Gamer Fest. And they had that, they did a building near me, they're having this special talk about gaming only with programmers. And I went along to that. And John Romero was one of the guest speakers. And if people know gaming, he was the guy who invented Wolfenstein and did Quake and everything else and Doom. So I actually got to meet John Romero. I'm thinking, this is a guy that, been a hero of mine, he represents how gaming is done. Without him, gaming wouldn't be what it is. And I'm thinking, this is great that they got that. And you guys are very similar. You're getting people like that, that'll come at your events.
Yeah, and I know John. He did a gig of mine years ago, and he's a brilliant advocate for tech in Ireland. Like, and he's really generous with his time. He's a great guy. And like, we do have people like that. And it's interesting, you know, because AI is the thing that everyone is still talking about. And when you talk to people at that level about, you know, the roots of AI and Gen AI and gaming is really interesting. Like, we've got Jack McCauley, the inventor of Oculus VR, is one of our speakers on the day. And he's going to be giving, you know, obviously like a main stage talk, but he's also giving a talk in our deep tech workshop, which we call Tech Hive, on neural networks, which, you know, I will not understand, but we're very much, you know, embracing this sort of deep tech content around the event, because these guys like Jack, and you know, they also want to you know, they're working on really cool stuff. And they want to show it off, not just on a sort of leadership sort of way on a big stage. They also want to show it to, and you know, machine learning engineers and AI engineers that get this stuff, you know.
No, I'm just impressed with how each year it's getting better and better, and the speakers you're getting each year, the level of speakers you're getting are of a higher level than before, and you keep improving. And I'm thinking, that's what I really like about what you guys are doing. You're doing a great job so far.
Oh, cheers, Ronan. Yeah, no, look, it's a joy to work on. It's great. There's a genuine, you know, wonderful atmosphere with all the, you know, the speakers and you know, working with these guys, and like they're so keen to come to Ireland, and many will be coming for the first time. And you know, it's just brilliant to to talk to people like, you know, like Jack, and you know, like you know, of that caliber, and get to, you know, show them around Ireland a little bit as well. No, it's good fun.
And also for me, I'm looking at when you got events on, you might have two events on the same day that clash. So if you're going to an event, you got to pick and choose what to go to, which to me
you
is a good thing.
This is one of those where you know, the app isn't just for networking, you know, it's going to tell you what's happening in the evening as well. And, you know, and during the day. So like, we've got, you know, a new stage, we've got a new hall. We're taking up a much bigger footprint.
Yeah.
The RDS than we have in the past. So, you know, you do need to plan your time. I know it's a bit of an event trip. Plan your time before you come to the event, but you really do for this one. Check out the, you know, the agenda, you know, a couple of days before. Decide, you know, your priorities, and decide on the side events and all that.
Because to
we'll do our best to get it up live as soon as we can.
Because to me, when you're going to an event, and if you see the event, and you only see one thing interest you at a certain time, then you think, this is boring. But if you've got more than one choice, then which one do we go to? Is it the AI one? Is it the Neuralinks? Or is it the one about crypto? What one will I go to? And that's good to have that choice. That's great.
You need that. You know, I think you know, an event is working when, you know, you even have FOMO when you're there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's the thing, Ronan. And increasingly we're hearing from, like, you know, really senior players in the tech industry that everyone would know by name. Like, what they're saying is that, like, it's such an important time of year for them to, like, meet up with everybody, find out what everybody's doing, you know, engage with, you know, tech companies of all sizes. And so it's, you know, I think it's a fun event, but like one of the big pieces we're getting is the quality of conversation at it. Because of the level of people, because of the level of decision makers that turn up, from our partners renew with us because they're like, we're talking to the right people all day long. You know what I mean? So we're doing a lot right. We're going to keep going with that, and we're bringing a lot of new stuff, and that's our plan for 2024.
Yeah.
So it is exciting.
And I guess, Brian, on that note, we'll end this conversation, and I look forward to seeing you at the various events that happen throughout the year. Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'll see you in 5 weeks in Gallery Dublin. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, you will.
Brilliant. All right, Ronan, thank you so much.
Take care, thanks.
Thank you for listening to the latest Irish Tech News podcast. Check back every day for the latest episode. You can follow us on Twitter @Irish_TechNews, on Facebook, facebook.com/Irish Tech News, on LinkedIn, linkedin.com/company/Irish-Tech-News, on Instagram, instagram.com/IrishTechNews.ie, and on TikTok, tiktok.com/@IrishTechNews.